The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. In 2018, Coach Rob Edwards and his Dogs came limping out of the district tournament as the number 4 seed. And to heal those wounds, they went on the road and knocked off Caden Mills and the number 1 seed Van Buren County Eagles in the region quarterfinal. And then for good measure, they advanced on to the state tournament. Tonight, Bulldog Nation is hoping history will repeat itself as Coach Edwards has brought his 12-15 squad on a scenic westward drive along Highway 52 to Cedar Hill, Tennessee, the home of head coach Joseph Northington and his 11-12 District 8 champion, Joe Burns Red Devils. Somebody's heading on to Tuesday night's semifinals, and somebody's season is about to end. This is the Region 4A quarterfinals here on the Horizon Sports Network. Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local, independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs. Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered. Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton, Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we will preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network. Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show for our 24th broadcast of Clay County basketball and our second straight night of region quarterfinal action. I'm Thomas Weaver, and once again, I'm happy to be running the show here on the road again this afternoon, even though that means I'm without my broadcast partner and everybody's favorite voice of the Bulldogs for the second straight evening, as my friend and cohort, Daniel Strong, continues to enjoy a weekend off. We miss you, cuz, but we still have longtime former official coach and Bulldog supporter Doug Strong with us like he has been all season long for away games. And again, we're blessed by the presence of 40-year veteran broadcasting legend Craig Cantrell. And if you tuned in last night, folks, you know we're in good hands. Craig, again, it's an honor to have you, and thanks for making the trip with us today.
Oh, happy to be here. Like we talked about last night, Joe Burns High School has been doing this, like you said, 40 years. Never been in this gym before. This is a first for me, and I'm looking forward to this game that looks like a pretty evenly matched set of teams here, so it should be fun tonight. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and like you talked about, we got a good one for your first road trip with the Horizon Sports Network. Joe Burns may be the number one seed, but I'm guessing they're going to have their hands full tonight with this Bulldog team that's made the voyage west.
Yeah, seems like they always play well during the tournament, the Clay County Bulldogs, and that's what they look to start here tonight. They will beat people you don't expect them to beat, and that could very well happen tonight. And like you talked in the opening there, just takes one win to get you on a roll, and that's what they look for tonight here on the road.
Yeah, and knocking off a top seed in enemy territory has been done before by Coach Edwards' team. It's only been a few years since the Dogs were in the same situation, and they eliminated a heavily favored Van Buren County team en route to a state tournament bid. That's what Bulldog Nation wants to see again tonight, isn't it, Doug?
Oh, yeah. You're hoping to see them kick into where you send them in little spurts at the end of the season. We want a complete game. If we get a complete game, we should be in a good spot to have a chance to get a win tonight.
I wouldn't have this all-star crew alongside me and Doug Strong and Craig Cantrell or be here on this road trip for this Region 4A quarterfinal without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. Jumped on board years ago, been with us ever since. We can't thank them enough. And a special shout-out to H&H Auto and Equipment Parts and owners Chris and Derek Hicks for coming up and stepping up to pay this TSSAA video fee, Craig. We talked about it last night. We couldn't do it without these sponsors.
They're what makes the machine go. Without them, they're the fuel that runs the machine, and that's exactly what you need this time of year, especially because the TSSAA broadcast fees, they do get expensive, and without people stepping up to back them. And so many people are so appreciative at home, I know, being able to watch the game, being at work, being able to watch the game. So you need to tell the sponsors. Let them know you appreciate being able to see these games here.
No doubt. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper. So we hope folks pick up a copy next week for coverage of today's games and much more. Up next, we'll talk about Clay County's most recent games in our Delhalla Horizon recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show coming up next after these words from our sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper, but of course, the paper covering the District 7A consolation game is not out, so we'll just summarize that game. There's not a whole lot to say about that one except for the Dogs laid an egg to open their District 7A consolation game and fell behind by as many as 22 points to Red Bowling Springs before they woke up and rallied to tie the game in the fourth quarter. But the Red Dogs fended off Clay County Surge and claimed the number 3 seed with an 81-73 victory, which resulted in a Black and Gold Dogs being here tonight. Nolan Adams led Clay County by 14 points. Andrew Smith, who spurred the Dogs' comeback, had 12. Lance Burchett matched him with 12 more. Nate Adams had 8. Kyler Westmore had 7. Wyatt Browning, Weston Burville, 6 each. Warner Melton and Hayden Adams, 4 apiece. Doug, the Dogs just dug a little bit too big of a hole to start that.
Oh, yeah. That, if anybody would have said after that first quarter, we'd have got it back to a tie situation, they'd have been tickled to death. I thought if we got it back to 10, we'd have been pretty good. But now, Coach Evers got to be pleased with the effort to get back into that situation. Not pleased with that first quarter. Take that first quarter away, and it's pretty solid. And by the time they got it back to reasonable, they're just gassed. They, you know, that, all that energy to get to there, then they just couldn't do anything with it then.
Yeah, and Craig, just Clay County fighting back and having something positive to head into this game was huge in that one too.
That just shows you the tradition of this program. So many programs that don't have tradition, they get down like that early, they'll just kind of lay down and roll over. It's Clay County tradition that runs through this program. They'll never do that. They'll always fight, and they'll always scratch, they'll always try to claw their way back into it. That's what they did, and that just comes from years of success that's kind of instilled in these players. That's just a testament to the program because Rob Edwards is running there in Salida.
No doubt about it. We hope we see some of that tonight. Folks, we encourage you to pick up a copy of this week's paper for all things Clay County, including basketball, and we ask you to stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Joe Burns here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. Time now for the Cumberland Exteriors Boys Region 4A update. We talked about it. Clay County lost the consolation game and come in here to Joe Burns as the number 4 seed out of 7A. They're going up against the Red Devils, who are at 11-12, the number 1 seed. We'll talk about that game in just a minute. But on the same side of the bracket, Doug, you've got a familiar foe in Gordonsville hosting Merrill Heights, the number 3 seed out of 8A. You'd have to think the Tigers got the advantage in that one.
You would think so. You know, Merrill, they were very competitive in this district this year, but never could pull something out. Gordonsville's playing pretty good basketball right now. You'd feel pretty confident they're going to take care of that at their place tonight.
Yeah, and Craig, you talk about Clay County finishing fourth, not some place they're used to being. But I tell you what, if you look at this region bracket, Clay County's set up for a run. They get by number one Joe Burns here. You're probably going to get Gordonsville on a neutral court come Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. So not a bad place for Clay County to be.
No, it's really not. It's not a, and even if Merrill Hyde would upset Gordonsville and they end up playing them, they would be on a neutral floor as well. So, yeah, it's a good chance to make a run. And in tournament time, all you, like I said, just one game can get you hot. And once you get rolling, because you don't have that much time to get ready. They play tonight, then they'll play two more days later. Sunday, they probably won't do much practice. So you kind of get just go out and play your game, and that's what they'll be able to do if they can get by tonight and could go very deep in this region tournament.
Top side of the bracket, of course, you got the number one seed, Pickett County, hosting Knowledge Academy tonight, who's the four seed out of 8A, Doug. But you and I both know that's not going to be an easy game for Coach Aminette and the Bobcats. Heard Knowledge Academy's maybe had a player out during the district tournament. They return the same team from last year that put these Clay County Bulldogs out.
And similar situation last year. They had a couple of guys that didn't get to play in the district, come back in the region, and come in as a number four and beat a quality Clay County team. So I wouldn't want to bet against anybody playing tonight. I mean, everybody can beat everybody if they play well. So it's going to be interesting.
And, of course, the last quarterfinal, East Robertson hosting Redbone Springs. And we talked about it throughout the season, Craig. This District 7A has as much parity as anybody. I'll take Red Bowling Springs against any of these 8A teams tonight. They got the district MVP in Colton Copas, so East Robertson is going to have their handful just down the road here with also.
Yeah, the thing you look about at the top half of the bracket that jumps out at me, East Robertson, they can play all of the, as long as they stay in this region tournament, the games are going to be on their home
they
floor.
They are.
So that's a huge thing right there to be able to play everything on your home floor as long as you can keep winning. But, yeah, Red Bull and Springs, they're dangerous. They showed that, as you said, when they had that great first quarter against Clay County. They can get points in bunches, so that's what East Robertson is going to have to do, limit their scoring in bunches and try to slow them down, kind of slow the pace with Red Bull.
Of course, the winner of those two games will play the early game on Tuesday night, tip-off at 6 p.m. before any matchup, a potential matchup for Clay County with a 7:30 p.m. tip at on Tuesday night. Of course, this is elimination basketball here on Saturday, so Clay County's got to win to get to that game. Same thing for all these other teams. The Region 4A Championship will come at 7 p.m. on Thursday night. So it's going to be a great region tournament, Doug.
Yeah, this is probably as good a region tournament we've had in several years. Just top to bottom, teams can beat each other. So it's, we've done it with 7A all year. If you look at the 8A, how they played all year, it's kind of been mixed up with them. They've all been competitive. So it's going to be a good tournament, good tournament.
Folks, this boys' Region 4A update has been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. They are the folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We're getting down to about 2 minutes to game time, so we'll just transition right into the full coverage final word to wrap up this CarQuest pregame show. Our last thoughts before tip-off, brought to you by Ashlock and Strong Insurance, where we get Doug's thoughts about this matchup. Doug, we've kind of talked about it in this pregame show. What's your thoughts on Dogs versus Devils?
Well, it's simple. Come out, do what you normally do. That's what you want. As Coach Everett's going to want to see that. Don't try to do things you don't do. Just be solid, run your stuff, make them stop you doing your stuff. That's just simple.
And, Craig, you and I spoke to Coach Everett, both of us, and, a little calm confidence for Coach Rob Evers coming into this game. He knows he's got a challenge ahead of him, but he's confident in his abilities of his team and what Clay County's bringing to Joe Burns tonight.
He talks about this team having a lot of talent, and that's what he wants to do. That in single-A basketball, if you can have a couple players that step up and have a big game, you'll be successful. And it doesn't have to be the same two players every night. But if you've got a couple of guys that will step up and play the game that they're capable of playing, you can go on the road and you can beat anybody. That's what he just wants his team to do tonight. A couple of guys step up, have big games, everybody else play their role like Doug talked about, and you'll be in good shape.
And, Doug, this Joe Burns Red Devil team, one we've seen a similar in the form of Gordonsville and others. They got two bigs inside and others. Actually, they're going to jump that national anthem here as they've started the clock, so folks, we'll be right back.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again.
that experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no money down, low cost financing, heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Back here at Joe Burns High School for the Region 4A Boys Quarterfinals, and we're going to finish up the full coverage final word. Doug, what I was trying to say, Joe Burns has an inside game. We've seen a little of that with the Gordonsville teams and some of these others. How's Clay County stack up against the Red Devil interior?
Our matchups is pretty good. You know, White's going to match up good with one of the bigs, and West's going to match up good with one of the bigs. So I think the matchup's pretty good. I think it's, you know, because we got to, it'll be similar to the matchup we did with Gordonsville, with the Sykes kid and Adams kid. This will be a similar matchup tonight with these two kids, and we matched them pretty good.
Sounds good. This has been the Full Coverage Final Word brought to you by Ashlock and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. It's now time for the Clay County Funeral Home boys starting lineups. For Clay County, sorry, let's start with Joe Burns. The Red Devils, they're 11-12 coming into this one. They're the District 8A number one seed. Their head coach, Joseph Northington. Starting for the Red Devils, number 0, Burton Cox. Number 4, Bryson Douglas. Number 11, Adam Riley. Number 32, Adam Cox. And number 2, Keelan Clarity. For Clay County, their head coach, Rob Edwards, veteran coming into this one for the Clay County Bulldogs. They are 12-15. Their District 7A, number 4 seed, starting a junior, Nate Adams, a junior, number 3, Lance Burchett, a senior, number 30, Wyatt Browning, a senior, number 24, Andrew Smith, and another senior, number 22, Weston Burwell. The starting lineup has been brought to you by Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect here at 423 Brown Street in Salina. It's about time to get underway, guys. Craig, I'll turn this one over to you.
Well, you can feel it, can't you, guys? You can feel it. This is postseason basketball at its best right here as these boys get ready to get underway. Birdwell to jump for Clay County. Cox to jump for Joe Burns. Happy to have you with us as we get ready to get this one underway from here at Joe Burns High School. And a wild card we haven't talked about that I just thought about while we were doing the pregame, Joe, completely different set of officials that we haven't seen before from our area. So that could be a big factor. We'll talk about that after the tip, Doug. As the lead official steps in, ball in the air, and Joe Burns has the first possession. But that's something Clay County will have to adjust to more than Joe Burns.
Yeah, different officials, you got to make that adjustment on how they referee you.
Joe Burns almost turns it over. Cox able to save it on the baseline. He'll put it up top to Burton Cox as they swing it right side now. Cox back up top against the zone by Clay County. Three-pointer on the left side is good by Adam Riley, and the District 8A MVP knocks down the first bucket of the night to put Joe Burns in front 3-0.
Yeah, Coach Edwards knew coming into this one they were going to stay close to Riley. The trap got him a good look,
yeah.
Doug.
Yeah, he's going to be aggressive, make them make some shots.
Smith in the front court against the matchup zone by Joe Burns. Smith will go in the corner now to Adams. Adams to Browning at the high post. Browning, power dribble, jump hook in the lane, banking, no good. Rebound off the hands of Birdwell. It is still loose. Finally, Burton Cox will chase it down. Cox in the front court now to Riley. Three again, good again. Adam Riley has his second three, and Joe Burns out to a quick start, 6-0, and a timeout called by Clay County with 6:54 to play in the first. Back to Cedar Hill in just a moment.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the Region 4A Boys Quarterfinal being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. Clay County falling behind 6-0 early in this one, Craig.
Smith in the front court, the Bulldogs trying to weather an early storm. Jumper in the lane, no good by Clay County. Rebound pulled away by Clardy for Joe Burns. Cox quickly in the front court to Riley. They'll go right wing now to Douglas. Douglas back to Burton Cox. They've got Burton Cox and Adam Cox on the floor. Burton dribbling out top. Now to the right wing to Douglas. His three is no good. Rebound, Browning. Browning now to Burchett wanting to run. Burchett left corner. They go to Smith. His three is good. Andrew Smith with a big three. And, Doug, that's what Clay County needed to cut that lead in half.
Get some pace going and get a good even open shot, and we got it and knocked it down.
Yeah, you saw White Browning cleaning the boards on this end. Coach Evers talked about that. Can't give these Red Devils second chances. Browning didn't do it either.
Exactly. That the energy in the gym kind of going away a little bit, as you can kind of expect a home team to get off to a great start like that. And Coach Edwards has coached long enough. He knows that you're going to have to weather a storm early, and so far they've done that and trying to get back in it. Left corner, front court, Nate Adams. He'll drive. Floater on the baseline, no good. Browning taps. Ball is loose but controlled by Adam Cox. Cox right side to Douglas, and as he goes, the travel going to be called. Good defense there by Andrew Smith, just stepping in and not giving him anywhere to go.
Yeah, and this Joe Burns team is really pushing that pace, so we're going to have to get back. And good job with Andrew to get back and force that turnover.
Yeah, that's another thing Coach Edwards mentioned. Instead of just one, he's going to send two back, try to get back, because he talked about how good they were in transition.
Smith swings it on the left side to Adams, to Browning, back out now to Andrew Smith. Smith in the corner to Adams. His three is bottom. Nate Adams knocks down a three. Each team has made two triples, and we're tied at six as we approach the five-minute mark of the first quarter. Burton Cox will hand off to Douglas. Now Adam Cox, he'll go to Riley. Up top now to Clardy. His three out top is good. Keelan Clardy knocks down the three. Does anybody play inside the arc anymore, Doug?
It don't look like it. Of course, Clay County backed off him to try to make him make that shot. So that's been a scouting report deal. Now he's made it. They'll adjust on that.
Yeah, Andrew Smith wide open again, guys.
Smith up top to Burchett. Burchett swings it right wing to Adams. Adams over the top of the double team to Birdwell. Back up top to Burchett. Three ball, bang! Lance Burchett knocks down the triple. Each team has made three threes. They're shooting it from deep here in Joe Burns.
Just some great ball movement there to get that open look.
And you see these Bulldogs shooting it with confidence, guys, and that's what it takes in a game like this.
Adam Cox, turnaround jumper in the lane. Quick follow inside by Keelan Clardy. Just flying in to get the first two-pointer of the game. We're halfway through the first quarter. Joe Burns back out by two at 11-9. Burchett up top against this 1-2-2 zone. Swings it left side now to Smith. Smith back to Burchett at the half-court circle. Burchett dribbling between the circles. High post, Browning. In the corner they go to Adams. His three, no good. Browning with the offensive board. Browning, the second chance for Clay County. Browning now to Burchett. Burchett between the circles to set the offense as they'll work Browning at the high post. Left side to Smith. Smith back to Burchett. Looks over to Coach Rob Edwards for the play call. Coach Edwards, longtime head coach of Clay County High School. Most wins in the history of the school, if I'm correct. In the corner they go to Smith. Smith skip past Stolen. Taken away by Burton Cox. Cox to Riley running the floor. Left-hand layup good. Adam Riley, he's got eight. And Joe Burns back out by four. The front court with it. Adams inside Birdwell. Ball knocked away. Birdwell knocked it free and took it back. Good work by Birdwell just keeping possession. Skip past Browning, made a great catch. Browning inside, fake, Got the defender in the air. Jumper no good. Birdwell with the opportunity. Yeah. Got back up and in, and he's fouled. Good job working inside by Birdwell to get the bucket and have a chance to pull them within one.
Just a great job keeping that alive and getting that bucket.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those games. We've seen it on both ends. It's going to be a physical battle in the paint, on the boards. Weston Birdwell, White Brownies is going to have to match the intensity and athleticism of Joe Burns, and they've done it so far, Doug.
Sure have. They've really done well with it.
Birdwell at the free throw line. Rim's no good. Rebound, Adam Cox. Each team has went to the bench for the first time as Riley brings it front court back to Burton Cox. Clay County brings in number five, Collar Westmoreland, for the first time. Cox driving. Jumper's no good. What have we got? Oh, block call as they're going to get Clay County for it, and the Bulldogs have a player shaken up.
And Nolan Adams on the floor, guys, taking that contact. Didn't get the call to go his way, but, willing to put his body on the line down there, Doug.
Yeah. Looked like we took that one right there, but, didn't get it.
Yeah, it looked like he was waiting on him there, and their injured player down is going to be Nolan Adams, sophomore, and he's one of those keys to Coach Edwards. He can get them going when they need somebody to.
Yeah, he does. I think we'll take an injury timeout here, guys. Clay County trails by two. Joe Burns leads 13-11. A little under 3 minutes left here in the first.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Welcome back to the boys' Region 4A quarterfinal, where Clay County trails by two. Nolan Adams injured on the floor. We see him get a little help up and go to the bench, Doug. Looks like he's going to be okay.
Look like it. He wasn't struggling coming off. That's a good sign.
Foul call was on Kyler Westmoreland. His first foul in the quarter against Clay County. It puts Burton Cox on the free throw line. He's missed his first one. The second one is good. So Joe Burns moves back out by three, 14-11. Lance Burchett coming back in to replace Nolan Adams, who left for the Bulldogs. As Clay County with possession, trailing by three. Burchett, high post in the middle of the lane. The jumper is no good by Adams. Browning taps it around, but Cox is going to control it. There's a deflection by Clay County. It's loose. They battle for it. Ball is loose on the floor. Browning diving in, going to tie it up, as the first player that got a hand on it was Nate Adams, because that loose ball, and Browning gets the tie up to get possession for Clay County.
Yeah, just like to see the effort, Doug, out of these Bulldogs on the floor, doing everything they can right now.
And that's
now
what you want. As a coach, you give that effort. Good things happen when you give the effort.
Burchett brings it front court for the Dogs. He'll swing it left side to Westmoreland. Back to Burchett, deep in three-point range. Back to Westmoreland. They play catch-up top against this 1-2-2 zone, and there's a foul going to be called on Burton Cox, and I believe he kicked him on the play, and I think that's what they're going to get him for.
And see Coach Edwards making an adjustment. He started out with Nate Adams on the baseline. Now he's got him at the free throw line, Doug. I expect him to kind of go back and forth with that.
Yeah, that 1-2-2, the soft spot's in the middle there. If you get somebody in the middle that can handle it, that's a good spot for you.
Burchett to Adams on the left wing. In the corner now they go to Kyler Westmoreland. He'll skip it now to Burchett. Burchett holding the ball high above his head to Adams. Oh, good look to Browning. Oh. Down low, can't hit the layup. And a foul going to be called on Browning trying to pull it away.
That's the look you want. We've got to finish that one. Good look.
Yeah, got to have those gimmies right there. Just great job by Adams at the top of the key right there, finding Browning with the feed.
We talked about last night in the girls' game, that high-low post passing, very tough to defend. Mm-hmm. Burton Cox brings it front court to Adam Cox. Up top now to Clardy. Clardy back to Burton Cox. Deep in three-point range. He'll drive with the right hand. Cut off there by Burchett. Backs it back out now to reset at the half-court circle with a minute and a half to play in the first quarter. And Joe Burns leading 14-11. Cox will go to Riley. Riley now to Burton Cox. Burton between the circles to Clardy at the elbow. To Adam Cox cutting top of the key. Now to Riley around the screen. Good job by Clay County going underneath it. There's a steal by Westmoreland. Westmoreland to the rim. But Westmoreland's jumper good. Tyler Westmoreland taking in the steal and turning into offense.
Real nice defense play for Tyler there in the finish.
Yeah, and that all started with the defense against Riley by the senior Andrew Smith. Kind of knocked that one loose. Tyler picking it up, going coast to coast.
Cox down low. Oh, that's a big call right there as White. Browning has picked up his second foul. Browning picks up number two with 53 seconds to play in the first quarter, and this will put Adam Cox on the free throw line to shoot two. But that really affects the size of Clay County, him picking up his second.
Yeah, we've seen Coach Evers go small quite a bit. I'm anxious to see what this small lineup is going to look like against this team.
And typically this small lineup is the one that makes those runs, so hopefully that's what we'll get tonight out of this group.
Cox knocks down the first free throw to put the lead back out to three. There's a lane violation by Clay County, but he makes anyway. And it will extend the lead to four at 17-13, as it will be Adams to bring it front court. Adams to Burchett. Dribbling there at the half-court circle. 16-13 is the lead for Joe Burns, they say. Smith on the left side. Smith with the right-hand dribble up top. Burchett. Burchett with 30 seconds to play in the quarter. High post Adams, free throw line jumper, rims good. Nate Adams knocks home the jumper from 15 to score his fifth. There's a steal by Adams. Adams with the steal for Clay County, quickly in the front court. To Burchett to the rim, finger roll, no good. But he'll go to the line to shoot two with a chance to move Clay County in front.
Again, guys, just a nice defensive effort to get that transition and get us a goal on the other end.
Yeah, and that's Clay County basketball at its best right there. Defense creating offense, and Lance Burchett and Nate Adams getting out and running.
And this group, like I said, that's what we've seen
that's
out
right.
of this group when he's went to this lineup.
Burchett knocks down the first free throw. Big foul there on Burton Cox, his second. So he'll go to the bench. Coming back in is Thomas Head. Number 21, Arnett Cotton is the other player in for Joe Burns. Second free throw by Burchett is good, and Clay County has their first lead of the day. There's Burchett with a deflection. Knocked out of bounds. Who'd it go off of? The official said it went off Joe Burns.
I thought it was off us, but then Weston pulled back, so he seen something over there and knew it was us.
Birdwell may have influenced the official a little bit there by not going after that one, too. Inbounds Burchett with 8 seconds. Burchett dribbling out top with 4 seconds. He'll hand off to Adams. Deep three out top, rim's no good, and the quarter will end right there. So on the road, the Dogs lead it by one, and Joe Burns, 17-16, back for the second quarter right after this.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the Region 4A Boys Quarterfinals, where Clay County leads Joe Burns 17-16, headed into the second quarter. Live video today being brought to you by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. And here's your Dog scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. For Clay County, Nate Adams and Lance Burchett, both with 5 points so far. Andrew Smith, the senior, a big three in the first quarter. Weston Burwell and Kyler Westmoreland, both with two. Leading the way for Joe Burns, Adam Riley has 8, where Clay County leads by 1, 17-16. This Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place where if you need it, they've got it. Just down from the K-8 on Mitchell Street in Salina. Salina Lumber, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Joe Burns with possession to start the second quarter. The Lodge basketball between the rim and the backboard. That's a jump ball, and it will give the ball to Clay County for their first possession of the second quarter. But you see with Browning out, they're really overloading that post inside, aren't they, now on the offensive end?
Yeah, they're piling it in with that small lineup against Clay to make them defend those big guys.
Clay County in the front court. Burchett with it up top. Burchett dribbling between the circles. Right side, Westmoreland. Westmoreland looks to back his way in, backs it back out to Burchett. Birdle at the elbow, power dribble, splits the defenders, jumper's no good. Cox falling down, able to save it to Riley. Riley in the front court, he'll drive, drops it off inside Cotton. Layup no good. Clardy with the rebound back up, no good. Clardy again will rebound, no good. Rebound coming away to Adams, and he's fouled by Joe Burns, Arnett Cotton.
Good job by Clay County staying with it.
Yeah.
You know, you see the athleticism of Joe Burns really crashing the boards, but instead of giving up, they stayed with it, Doug.
Yeah, still bad efforts there, and that's what you want to keep seeing, that good effort.
Just keep battling on the road, and that's what they're doing as Burchett will bring it front court. Burchett now to Smith. Smith dribbling up top. We'll go to Burchett. Burchett. Pass deflected. Adams will deflect it again. It's loose. Adams got it back. Woo. Down low, Birdwell. Birdwell jumper on the baseline. No good. Clardy with the rebound. Clardy now to Douglas. Now Riley on the right wing. Riley has it knocked away and walked with the basketball. I tell you what, this is postseason basketball. Both teams are playing defense here today.
Yeah, they're getting after each other. Yeah. It's really fun to watch and see.
It is. Timeout called here by Joe Burns. 6:47 to play in the first half. Clay County 17, Joe Burns 16.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Boys Region 4A quarterfinal being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. It's still 17-16 in Clay County favor. No score here in the second quarter.
Nope, neither team has scored. We played just about a minute and a half as Clay County has possession. Burchett up top. Burchett between the circles. It's matchup zone. They rotate very well out of it. Left corner, Westmoreland for three. No good. Rebound, Clardy inside for Joe Burns. Cotton now to Adam Cox, running the floor to Riley. Back to Douglas. Douglas at the half-court circle. Douglas now works it on the left wing. He'll direct traffic as Clay County in the zone. Lob down low, Clardy. And battling inside is Smith, and they'll get the foul on Andrew Smith.
You know,
this is a tough matchup. We got two guards guarding the post right now, you know, and we're going to have that, this lineup. They're going to battle.
Yeah, and we've seen Andrew Smith guard every position so far here tonight. Started off on Riley. Now he's down on the big post.
Clardy can't connect in close. Bounce pass going to be stolen by Riley. Riley looking to come the other way. Lead pass thrown to the outside of Adams. He's rather of Douglas, he's able to save it. Left side, the three ball is no good. Clardy taps the rebound, coming back out to Cotton. Cotton back out to Riley. His three in the air is no good. Rebound batted up in the air. Clardy going to chase it down, and Smith going to be called for the foul.
You know,
loose ball foul on Andrew Smith.
Clay County's got to put a body on somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to have to find Keelan Clardy right there and put a body on him, guys, because he is super athletic. I don't know if I've seen a better offensive rebounder.
Yeah, they're athletic and they go after. We want to get bodies on for sure, Thomas.
Clardy up top. Swings it left side now to Cotton. Cotton in the corner, Riley. Three ball in the air is good by Adam Riley. Riley with 11, his third three of the game. Joe Burns back in front by 2, 19-17 as Burchett gets the play call from the Clay County bench. Burchett dribbling between the circles. Coach Edwards going to change the play call as they'll overload that right side. Going to the Clardy side of the floor. Watch something on a skip coming back side. Burchett at the half-court circle. Burchett swings it to Smith. Smith in the corner, Westmoreland. Westmoreland down low, Birdwell. Oh, the defender went for the steal. Didn't get it, and Birdwell made him pay.
Good, nice ball movement. Good finish for Weston.
They went for that steal in the block, and there was no help backside. Birdwell lays it in for his fourth point of the game. Adam Cox, right side three is no good. Cotton with the rebound. Cotton back out now to Douglas. Douglas drops it off. Clardy, his layup's good.
A great job by the Red Devils right there.
It was good ball movement. Got the shot they wanted.
Able to break the defense down on the dribble. Joe Burns back in front by two, 21-19. The front court with it is Burchett. Burchett goes right side to Smith in the corner to Westmoreland. Skip to Burchett. Three ball, no good. Birdwell with the offensive rebound. Back up and in. Weston Birdwell inside, able to score against the bigger players from Joe Burns. Pressure now by Clay County, trying to speed it up. Crowd thought he walked. I'm not sure. There's a deflection. It's loose as Adams knocks it away to Westmoreland. Adams going to run. Nate to the free throw line. Pulls up. Jumper's rolling. No good. Rebound pulled away by Adam Cox for Joe Burns. As a player, got to be a fun game to be in, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You love it as a player to be able to get up and down.
Steal by Birdwell. He's got Adams with him. Birdwell will wrap around pass to Adams. Layup good. Oh, pretty setup right there by Birdwell to just wait on that defender to commit and then drop it off to it.
Just a great job defense turned into offense.
Close to over and back. The crowd thought so. Clardy drops it down low to Cox. His layup good. Adam Cox. Cox has his first field goal. 3 minutes to play in the first half in a 23-23 tie.
Don't get much better than this, guys.
No, this is what you expect right here, guys.
This is what tournament basketball is all about. Smith, short corner to Adams. He'll skip it up top. Burchett for three. That's no good. Adams with an offensive rebound. Fake Clardy. Jumper's no good. Clardy able to pull the rebound. Pass deflected by Birdwell, but Adam Cox will get to it. Cox now to Douglas. Douglas to Cotton. Lost it out of bounds. Oh, that's great defense by Kyler Westmoreland.
I'll tell you something we haven't mentioned, guys. These officials are letting this game play.
Yeah.
I like it. You know what? We wanted that call for Nate Adams, a foul on this end, but they're being very consistent with it. They're letting them play, Doug.
Yeah, and that's, as a coach, that's all you ask for. Consistent. They're going to let them play, and they've done that on both ends.
Let the players decide the game. That's what they're doing here today, and that's a good job as an official for me. Burchett will bring it front court. New player in for Clay County. Hayden Adams has checked in, wearing number 34. Smith spins to the right hand to Nate Adams. His three, bang! Nate Adams into double figures. He's got 10, his second three.
It's a good offense run by Clay County to get the shot they wanted.
2-2-1 pressure by the Bulldogs. Knocked away by Adams, but it stays with Joe Burns. That 2-2-1 can cause some trouble in the three-quarter court.
Yeah, and you see Coach Evers kind of come in and out of it. He's getting it at the right time with the trap, Doug.
Oh, they just threw it away. The offensive player turned away. Burchett wide open to the rim. Layup good. Lance Burchett has 7. Clay County has their biggest lead at 28-23.
Just a great defensive effort, Clay County, from start to right now. It's just an excellent play.
Riley through the hands of Douglas and out of bounds. Another turnover, and all of the momentum now going to Clay County.
Yeah, and you see, we talked about Joe Burns' presence in the paint, Doug.
Yeah.
They don't really have the ball handlers out top, and Coach Evers taking advantage with a half-court trap.
Well, this lineup, that's been a strength all year for Clay County. When Rob went to this lineup, they've just wreaked havoc defensively.
They're doing that today, especially in this second quarter. Adams out of Birdwell back in there. Birdwell swings it left side, as they've also got a new player out there again, does Clay County. Cole Eads is checked in. Adams will drive, and as he goes, a hand check going to be called on Adam Riley, picking up his first, team second in the quarter.
You can see Joe Burns has done their scouting report. They're closing out on Kyler Westmoreland.
Yep.
They gave Nate a chance to find a crease.
Yeah, and that's been big Kyler this year to step up to that position where they have to guard him.
That's right.
Coming back in is Burchett and Smith. Adams, Nate Adams, and Eads will sit down. Burchett to throw in on the baseline. He'll go out long up top to Eads. Well, Eads stays out there. Burchett on the right wing. Burchett deep in three-point range. He started off, but Coach Edwards sent him back. As we approach a minute to play in the first half, Birdwell will hand off to Eads. Eads left wing to Smith. Smith back to Eads between the circles. Eads right side to Burchett. Burchett back to Eads up top. Eads picks up the dribble. Left corner, Birdwell. Long skip to Smith. Smith to Burchett. Fake left, goes right to Smith. They look to double team, but Smith will dribble away from it as we moved under a minute to play in the first quarter.
It's good patience for Clay right there. They could have forced one, but then they pull it back out, run clock. Probably going to go for that last shot of this quarter.
Yeah, good job by Andrew Smith. Thought about a three there a couple of times. Did have the look, but you're right. Just
that's where that senior leadership comes right there. You know, just an experienced kid. He knows to get it back there.
What do you think we're going to be looking at here against this zone in the final play? We've got Nate Adams and Lance Burchett. Oh, Lance is out there, so you have to think he's going to run through him, Doug.
Well, you'd think, but Coley's a great shooter, young kid on there, so he may be one they sag off of. He may get a look.
10 seconds to play in the half. Birdwell to Smith with 8 seconds. Smith in the corner to Burchett. Three ball. That one's no good. Birdwell taps it. It's loose on the floor. They'll dive after it. They'll tie it up, and the arrow is going which way? It's going to Joe Burns with 1.6 to play in the half.
And that's kind of a good thing right there. Yeah. That gets you the possession back to start it. 1.6, hard to get a real good shot. Now you're going to have possession to come back at third quarter.
Joe Burns rolls it in. Cox will pick it up. Three-quarter court three is no good, and we're at halftime. If you're a Clay County fan, you got to be happy. The Dogs on the road lead it by 5, 28-23 at the half. My favorite part of the broadcast coming up, the trivia, will happen just in here in a little bit. We'll be back with that another halftime information in just a moment.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County leads Joe Burns here on the road 28-23. And it's time for your first half breakdown, brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. It's been a really good ball game so far here in the first half, back and forth, up and down. Largest lead of the game was Joe Burns when they opened the game with two threes to go up by 6 points. Clay County battled back to lead 17-16. At the end of the first quarter, and then in the second, they outscored the Red Devils 11-7 to claim this 5-point halftime lead as they surged ahead behind 5 points from Nate Adams and Lance Burchett down the stretch there. And they lead 28-23 for Joe Burns, being led by Adam Riley, who has 11 points here at halftime. He's made three threes, two of those being the first two of the ball game. Then Clay County adjusted and held him to just 3 points in the second quarter. Burton Cox has one for the Red Devils. Adam Cox has four. And Keelan Clarity has seven for Joe Burns. For Clay County, Kyler Westmoreland has two. Andrew Smith, a big three in the first quarter. Weston Birdwell working hard in the paint with 6 points. Lance Burchett has seven. And Nate Adams leads the way into double figures with 10 here at halftime. Again, Clay County leads 28-23 in the Region 4A Boys Quarterfinals here in Cedar Hill, Tennessee. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new Premier checking account, find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease, check your balance, and much more. Go online, folks, and do that at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackle projects of any size.
Welcome back to Cedar Hill, Tennessee on the Horizon Sports Network. Region 4A quarterfinals, where Clay County leads Joe Burns 28-23. Live video being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. And it's time for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brennan, who invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. Of course, the winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. and remember to include your name along with your answer. Here's tonight's question. In 2015, the district tournament was canceled due to snow, and region play began using regular season seating, which placed Rob Edwards and the Dogs at home in Joe Sims Gym as the number one seed hosting Watertown. A 76-58 victory over the Purple Tigers led them on to a region title and a state tournament berth. In that region quarterfinal, when one player led the way in scoring and assists, while another led the way in blocked shots. Name those two players. Again, in 2015, in the region quarterfinal at home, Clay County beat Watertown 76-58. One player led the way in scoring and assists, while another led the way in blocked shots. Name those two players. Guys, we'll have a few hotline things coming in here in just a second. What a game we've had so far. Hope the second half's the same way.
Yeah, it's going to be the same way. These two good teams, they're going to throw the punches at each other, and there's where we're going to be. It's excellent play. It's what you expect in region tournament play.
I tell you, you go on the road so many times, you don't know what to expect with a lot of things when you go on the road. But, you know, Clay County, it's usually very comfortable in the gym in there. It's hot in here today. It's the middle of the afternoon game. They may still have the heat on, it looks like, the way the vents are going up there. So that's something that both teams are going to have to deal with. And both teams playing quite a few players. But you get a little more tired with this heat this way, don't you?
Yeah, kind of a Clark Raines feel in those girls' games. That's what it is. I mean, that's the best way to explain it.
Yeah.
Got a few guests coming in. Melissa White guesses Keaton Arms and Grant Strong. This was 2015, so those guys were a little after that. We see a correct answer here from Daniel Strong. Unfortunately, he is not eligible.
Hey, and I already give Craig the correct answer, and I know I'm not eligible.
Okay,
so I won't say it out loud, though.
Sam Daniels guesses Tyreek Key and Josh Endicott. Sam Daniels, one of the greatest Bulldog fans of all time, is exactly right. Tyreek Key had 27 points and 9 assists. Josh Endicott, 4 blocks in that ball game. Just a great 2015 Bulldog squad, wasn't it, Doug?
Just a great start right here for Clay. Nate gets it, aggressive to the hole, draws the foul. Just what you want to see starting the quarter, be aggressive, keep playing strong.
And while he's at the free throw line, we'll get our tagline in here, Craig. So, Sam Daniels, watch the mail for your free substitute and your Horizon Sports Network sticker, courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina.
Congratulations to our winner there. And, you know, we talked about the rest, letting players decide the game. That's their first free throw since the first quarter. Here's a three ball by Joe Burns. That is good by Bryson Douglas. But the officials are letting them play, aren't they? And they're letting the players decide this.
They are. It's been a good officiated game. It really has. They're letting them play, letting players do their stuff.
Nate Adams in the front court for Clay County. To Burchett on the left side. A little motion offense. Burchett will drive. Gets inside. Layup no good. But back to the line will go Clay County as Bryson Douglas picks up number 2.
Who knocked down that 3 for Joe Burns, guys? I missed it.
Bryson Douglas.
Yeah.
Douglas. Okay. Thank you.
Burchett at the line with a chance to score his 8th and 9th point. Free throw good here as Clay County now in the game is 5 of 8 from the free throw line. No, they're 4 of 7. 4 of 6 from the free throw line, but I can keep adding here. Second free throw, no good. Rebound to Clardy. Clardy, now to Burton Cox. Cox long pass to Cotton on the left side. Cotton picks up the dribble, goes inside, threw it away. Smith with the steal. Smith, long lead to Birdwell. Birdwell on the left side, he'll drive, drops it off to Adams. Adams, left corner, Burchett. Burchett, high post, Browning back in there with the 2 fouls. Back to Adams for 3. Remy, no good. Rebound to Cotton on a good decision by Birdwell to not challenge him there. Clardy behind the defense. Layup good. Keelan Clardy to pull Joe Burns to within 2. Burchett in the front court, top of the key. Coach Edwards wants a 30-second timeout. 6 of 35 to play in the third quarter. It is Clay County 30, Joe Burns 28. Back to Joe Burns in just a moment.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the Region 4A Boys Quarterfinals being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. The lead's down to two. Clay County 30, Joe Burns 28.
Clay County with the basketball after that timeout by Coach Edwards, his first timeout of the game. Birdwell goes right side to Adams, to Browning, cutting down low. Browning, little power move, little jump hook by Wyatt Browning. May have cleared a little room. Ref didn't see it. The bucket goes.
Good job by Wyatt there to clear a little space and get that shot.
Cotton's three is no good. Birdwell with the rebound. To Burchett running. Burchett quickly to the rim. Layup is good. Had to wait a minute, but Burchett got the roll. And Burchett's in double figures with 10. And Coach JoJo Northington wants to talk about it. The Bulldogs with their biggest lead at 6. 34-28 with 6:03 to play in the third. Back in just a moment.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to the Boys Region 4A quarterfinals in Cedar Hill, Tennessee, where Clay County leads Joe Burns by 6. It's 34-28. Live video today being brought to you by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts.
Cotton's three in there is good again. Arnett Cotton knocks down the three for Joe Burns to cut the lead to three at 34-31. The front court with it is Clay County. On the right side, Smith. Smith up top to Burchett. Burchett with the left-hand dribble. Pulls up from 18. Jumper's no good. Birdwell with an offensive rebound. Kicks it back out to Burchett. Three to answer. That one rims no good. Clardy with the rebound. His outlet, though, is going to be knocked away by Smith, but he can't keep it in bounds. But it will stop a breakaway by Joe Burns.
Just a couple of adjustments already. Coach Evers in a 2-3 zone that last possession. Joe Burns went to a man. We're back to our man now, but that's two little adjustments early that both teams have shown.
Burton Cox in the front court to Cotton. Left elbow jump shot is good. Arnett Cotton. Back-to-back trips for Cotton. Scores in buckets. He's got five, and Joe Burns within one.
Yeah, Cotton, the quarterback on the football team, Doug, and you can see another great athlete. There's nothing you can do about that shot.
Adams drops it off to Browning, fakes Clardy, layup no good, rebound pulled away by Riley, to Burton Cox going to run, Joe Burns a chance to lead, Cox jumper in the lane, no good, Clardy taps it, but taps it out of bounds, and you talk about the athleticism there, as he, that wrist and elbow, that was well above everybody.
It was, he's very athletic right there.
Yeah, I'm glad he didn't get a grip on that one, he may have threw it down.
Yeah. Lance Burchett to bring it front court for Clay County. Burchett across the timeline. Goes to Smith. Smith in the left corner. Adams, Nate for three. Bouncing, no good. Rebound, Adam Cox. To Burton Cox, going to run. Cox quickly in the front court. Cox in the corner now. Riley, short corner jumper is no good. Rebound, Birdwell. He's had a ton of rebounds today for Clay County. Adams, right side, Burchett. Three ball. Money! Lance Burchett. With six in the quarter, he's got 13 in the game now to lead all scores. Half-court trap now by Clay County. They're 2-2-1. Clardy in the middle of it. Fakes left, goes right, gets the layup. It's a pretty move by Keelan Clardy. Just got to hang on the rim to drop through. Smith will fake. Smith will drive. Birdwell power dribble. Got Clardy in the air. The rebound tapped out by Birdwell, sticking with it to Smith. Now to Adams. Up top, Burchett for three. Bouncing, no good, rebound, Clardy. Then Birdwell knocked it away. Clardy kept it, though, to Burton Cox. Cox in the lane. Down low, Riley. His layup no good. Rebound tapped around. Clardy able to get to it. Powers it up and in. Keelan Clardy has 13 for Joe Burns. And we're tied at 37. Well, I tell you, that last trip on this end, a lot of stuff happened in the lane, didn't it?
A lot of stuff with nothing to call there.
Again, guys, I like it.
Yeah,
I do. I like
letting them play. What a game we got going.
It is. This is fun. Burton Cox knocks it away from Burchett. It will stay with Clay County, though, as it deflected away by Joe Burns.
Yeah, and the Red Devils, they've just upped their intensity here in this last little run, cleaning the boards. Clay County's got to step it up, though.
Yep, they got to answer. They've got to answer right here.
Burchett with the inbound. Burchett down low, Birdwell. Birdwell fake, got Cotton in the air, layup no good. He'll draw the foul from Arnett Cotton, who'll pick up his second. Team's third in the quarter, and this will put Weston Birdwell on the free throw line to shoot two. And for the first time since the first quarter, we've got three fouls on a team in a quarter, so we've got a chance to go to a bonus here for Clay County in this quarter. Birdwell's free throw is no good. Browning going to sit down. Coming back in to replace him is Hayden Adams. Second free throw good by Birdwell. He's got seven. Clay County back in front by one, 38-37. Ball knocked out of bounds. The official on that side couldn't see it, but he got some help, and it stays with Joe Byrne.
Come back a little break there. He may have hit it.
Cotton plays the ball into Burton Cox. Cox now to Riley. Riley high post to Clardy. Down low, Adam Cox. And that's a charge. Who is that they need to pick up and dust off? Little shot on the floor to Birdwell as he draws that charge.
Yeah, that's one thing Weston's done that all year. Made a big defensive play, drawing a charge.
Yeah, and just a great play by Birdwell. He knew that pivot and elbow was coming, and he took it. And you see Joe Burns frustrated with the call, kind of standing over Birdwell right there at the end. Keeping his cool, though. That's what we said all season long about Birdwell. He plays with such intensity, such fire, but when it's time, he keeps his cool.
Burchett in the front court will hand off to Birdwell. Birdwell spins, drops it off down low. Ball knocked free from Adams, and now whistle stop play, and what have we got?
Clay County timeout.
Got a timeout.
Got a timeout. Clay County, 2.5 to play in the third. Clay County leads at 38-37.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Welcome back to the boys' Region 4A quarterfinal. Clay County up by one, 38-37. Live video being brought to you by H&H Auto Parts and owners Chris and Derek Hicks. We can't thank them enough as Nate Adams misses the corner jumper.
Adams can't connect. Riley almost lost it out of bounds, but able to save it to Burton Cox to bring it front court. Cox, top of the key for Joe Burns. We'll back it back to the half-court circle to try to set up against this 1-1-3 defense by Clay County. Cox has it knocked away but got it back. Burchett almost got a steal. A little up and under move here is good by Burton Cox. He's got a chance for a three-point play.
That's frustrating there. I mean, we haven't seen that call all night long, guys. On a shot, got the body up, and they've been letting them play. Can't tighten it up one time.
No, just want to stay consistent. We're real consistent right there.
Cox at the line trying to extend the lead to two, and he does. Burton Cox has his first field goal, makes it an old-fashioned three, and moves Joe Burns in front by two, 40-38. Adams in the front court. Ball knocked away and stolen by Riley. Riley quickly to the rim, driving layup good by Adam Riley. Joe Burns playing off the momentum of the crowd. Adams in the front court. Picked up the dribble. High post Browning. And now a three-second violation against Clay County. Three-second call against the Bulldogs. Going to give it to Joe Burns. Can you call that with the player having the ball?
That's a tough one. You shouldn't. You know, because they're entitled to make an offensive move, which keeps that count from going. So it was pretty quick.
Yeah. Joe Burns against the 2-2-1 trap by Clay County. Oh, that's just barely over the timeline, and he walked with it. Clardy took an extra step. Sometimes the trap doesn't cause a steal like that, but it speeds them up and causes a travel like that.
Yeah, and that's what you want. You want Clardy catching it out top. You want to keep him away from the basket, Doug, and that's what you get when you do that.
Yeah, make him do something.
Nate Adams to bring it front court for the Bulldogs with a minute 20 to play in the third. Adams around the Browning screen. Adams will drive against Clardy. Layup good.
Very nice take by Nate there to get to the rim.
Quickly the other way, Riley. He'll pull up from 15 and knock it down. Up and down here in Joe Burns. Adams around the screen. Adams to the rim. Layup no good. What have we got?
Had a foul out call. In front.
Foul on the floor on Joe Burns. It's going to go on Keelan Clardy, picking up his second. Team's fifth, so should be shots here. That's five on the board. It should be free throws. Inbounds goes to Browning. Layup's good. Wyatt Browning has his fourth, but somebody better talk to him because that's foul free throws. Burton Cox into the front court. Clay County cuts it back to two at 44-42. Clardy going to take the three up top and knock it down. Keelan Clardy with nine in the quarter. He's got 16 in the game. Adams in the front court. Adams on the right wing will dribble and will draw a foul from Burton Cox. And that's the first player of the game to pick up as many as three.
That's not a shot he normally makes. He's made two of them tonight. Yeah. And this is a force for the Red Devils right now.
Yeah, he's stepped it up big time right here.
Yeah, nine in the quarter. I don't know. You may have said that.
Adams, first free throw is no good. As Bryson Douglas going to check back in. He'll replace Burton Cox. He'll sit down with the three fouls. It's been a good quarter for Joe Burns. As they've had 23 at the half, they've got 24 in the quarter. Second free throw good by Adams. As he scores his 14th point of the game. Douglas to Riley across the timeline. They look to trap him on the sideline. Riley gets free to Adam Cox. Adam pulls up from eight. Jumper no good. Clardy back up no good. Rebound fought for and a jump ball going to be called. That's huge by Wyatt Browning to tie that one up.
Big play there. Big play.
Get a chance to set up and play defense here with 19 seconds to play in the quarter. Riley goes inbounds to Cox on the short corner. Looks to drive. Gets in the air but finds Douglas. Douglas goes right wing to Riley. Riley back to Douglas. Douglas to Riley. Deep three is good by Adam Riley. Burchett in the front court. Burchett, he'll get a three away at the buzzer. That's no good, and we're through three. After three, it's Joe Burns 50, Clay County 43.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back to the Region 4A quarterfinals. where Clay County trails 50-43. They're down 7, 8 minutes to play in this one. Here's your dog scoring summary, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. For Clay County, they're being led by Nate Adams with 14 points. Lance Burchett has 13. White Browning 4. Andrew Smith 3. Western Burville 7. And Kyler Westmoreland has 2. Adam Riley has 18 for the Red Devils. Keenan Clardy has 16 as they lead the Dogs by 7. Here headed into the fourth quarter. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Visit them at 408 Brown Street across from the post office in Salina to see all they have to offer, Craig.
Arnett Cotton quickly picks up his third foul. A couple of Joe Burns Red Devils have 3 now, with Burton Cox having 3 for them as well, as Burchett to bring it front court. Just feels like a big trip right here for Clay County.
Yeah, they need to get a good bucket right here.
Ball knocked away, but Adams recovers and lays it up and in. Sometimes it bounces right, and Nate Adams gets the finish. There's a high pass off the hands of Cox and out of bounds. You get a bucket on one end on a break on a bounce that went right to you. You get a steal on this end on a turnover they gave you. Seems like the momentum might be changing back.
Another bucket here changes it a lot.
Adams will bring it front court. Nate will step around the Birdwell screen. Down low, Browning. Browning able to keep it from getting out of bounds, but then he's going to be tied up, and the arrow is going to give it to Joe Burns. Pointed the way of the Red Devils with 7:23 to play in the fourth quarter. Stay tuned after the game's over for our Farm Bureau postgame show. After this one's wrapped up, Cotton walks with the basketball. Give Browning credit there. He took away the lane that Cotton wanted to pass through, and there was nowhere to go.
Good job by Coach Edwards there, bringing the pressure a little bit, kind of exposing the ball handling again to the Red Devils.
Now I think you'll just see them continue picking it up.
Birdwell, 3 ball. That one's no good. Rebound tapped out. Cox going to get to it. Burton into the front court on the left side. Quick crossover to the baseline. To the rim. Layup no good. Clardy follows no good. Clardy another rebound. Powers it up no good. Burchett with the rebound. And he's going to be held and fouled by Joe Burns. Like you talked about, just keep battling on the board.
Talk about physical play, guys. I mean, wow. Great job by Clay County. Hold it up. Under that, Clardy just skying through, being powerful, couldn't get it to fall, and the dog stuck with it, Doug.
Just kept battling. That's what you got to do right now. You just got to keep battling.
And the big thing coming out of that, Arnett Cotton has to sit down. He picks up his fourth foul. So he's the first player for either team that has 4 in the front court with it, Clay County. Burchett down low to Adams, posting up. Turns over Cox. His jumper's no good. Adams outleaps Clardy. Splits the double team. Jumper's no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds off of Clay County. It's going to Joe Burns. Birdwell didn't agree, but the official points the other way as Kyler Westmoreland going to check back in. He'll replace White Browning. And Browning's favoring that left knee.
Here's that lineup, that small lineup, Doug. I like the adjustment.
Cox goes to Riley. Riley going to drive. Drops it off down low. Clardy. Clardy inside. Jumper's good. Keelan Clardy. Westmoreland back out by 7, 52-45. Burchett on the right side. Burchett up top to Smith. Smith deep in three-point range. Back to Burchett. In the corner, Westmoreland to Burchett. Burchett, right wing, Smith. Birdwell down low, tried to hit Adams, posting up. It's stolen by Riley. Riley then has it knocked away by Adams. Going back to Adams. Adams going to drive on Cox. Layup good. Nate Adams. Adams having a huge game. He's got 18. The Dogs trying to battle their way back into this one. Riley in the corner now to Adam Cox. Cox going to drive, and as he goes, a foul going to be called on Clay County. It'll go on Kyler Westmoreland. He'll pick up his second, team's first here in the fourth quarter. Riley to throw in to Douglas. His 3 in the air is no good. Birdwell with the rebound, wanting to run. Birdwell to Adams. Adams going to cross it over. Pulls up in the lane. Jumper no good. Birdwell with the rebound. Back up no good, but he'll go to the line.
It's great hustle getting there, but Weston, keep it alive and get it and draw a foul.
Weston. Yeah, big free throws coming here for Clay County. You know, we're ticking down close to 5 minutes in this one. Got to put it through the nets here.
First one's no good.
You know, and we've seen Joe Burns stick with this man defense, Doug, and we see the adjustment from Coach Edwards taking Nate Adams into the paint when we run our half-court offense. But it's all about the transition for Clay County right now. They're getting out and running.
Yeah, that's what you want, pressure, run the ball.
Bird will knock down the second free throw. Adam Cox in the front court will drop it off to Riley. Riley inside, jumper's good by Adam Riley. Riley has 20 to extend the lead back to 6. Burchett to the elbow, now to Adams. Nate, left side 3 is no good. Long rebound to Douglas with a chance to run, and he's going to be fouled by Adams. So that might not be a bad foul, stopping the break.
Yeah, probably was a good one there. Look, I was going to get numbers.
First foul on Adams, second team foul in the quarter, and Joe Burns to play it in with 5:05 to play in the game, leading 54-48 with the ball. Burton Cox will drive. High post, Clardy knocked away, but Adams has picked up number 2.
Another tough one right there, guys. Nate Adams reaching in, getting a hand on the ball, but gets tagged with a foul.
Nate Adams picks up his second, team's 3rd in the quarter. Down low, Clardy is going to be blocked, but a foul going to be called on White Browning.
Guys, getting out of hand here a little bit. The Clay County crowd really disappointed in some of these calls. And, you know, Clay County just got to adjust to it, Doug.
Yeah.
Coach Edwards says it all the time. Got to adjust, keep playing,
yeah.
Settle down.
Yeah. They've got physical with us. We got to get physical back in this play.
Clardy at the line. His first trip to the line tonight. He's got 18 points. Adam Riley leads all scorers with 20. Free throw by Clardy is no good. Clay County being led by Nate Adams with 18. Also in double figures for Clay County, Lance Burchett with 13. Second free throw from Clardy. This one's on the way. Good this time to make 1 out of 2. Sends the lead back to 7 as they match their biggest lead of the game. Burchett in the front court on the right wing. Lance fakes. Down low, Adams posting up. Adams to the rim. Layup good. Nate Adams. That post-up matchup, the man that's guarding him, it's just a tough matchup right now. Burton Cox going to drive to Riley. He'll pull up from 18 and knock it down. Adam Riley with 22. Adams in the front court. Nate spins, gets inside, gets to the rim, walks off.
Tough call right
yeah,
there. He
I mean,
may have walked, but it didn't look like
he
it.
He may have, but that's a move Nate Adams has made the entire season.
Yeah.
Right there. Just the Euro jump stop on 1 foot, Craig.
Timeout called here. Clay County will take a full with 4:20 to play in the fourth. With timeout, your score, Joe Burns 57, Clay County 50.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackling projects of any size.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Region 4A Boys Quarterfinals where Clay County trails 57-50 to Joe Burns. Live video being brought to you by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, Craig.
Joe Burns, Burton Cox, 3-pointers, no good. Long rebound kicks out to Burchett. Burchett quickly in the front court. Burchett will back it back out now as Joe Burns had three people back. Oh, quick move to the left hand by Burchett. Can't shake free, though. Now to Smith. Smith between the circles as we're halfway through this fourth quarter. Still plenty of time for Clay County to get back in this one. Adams has it knocked away, got it back, finds Browning. Browning's shot blocked away by Clardy, taken away by Adam Cox. Cox into the front court, drops it down low, but as he goes, foul going to be called on the move.
Called on Nate.
Foul on Nate Adams. He'll pick up his third, team's fifth, and this will put Adam Cox on the line to shoot two.
Guys, what about Keenan Carley coming through out of nowhere to block that wide Brandon shot on the other end? Super impressed by that guy.
He can play. 19 points. Some very athletic plays for Clardy. They've got a chance to take their biggest lead with Adam Cox at the line. Free throws on the way and good. Cox with his fifth point. Second free throw coming up for Cox. This one is good again. They've made three in a row from the free throw line. Extend the lead to nine. Adams in the front court. Adams around the Browning screen. Goes back to the left hand. Ball knocked away. Browning recovers. Browning holding the basketball there. Needs help. Finds Burchett. Big trip here for Clay County. Burchett between the circles. Right wing Birdwell. Birdwell fakes. Birdwell drives. Double teamed in the lane. Ball knocked away and stolen. Cox with the steal. Adam Cox has it knocked away and stolen by Burchett. Burchett, long pass ahead to Birdwell. Birdwell will drive. Finds Smith. Back to Birdwell. Birdwell in the lane. Gets inside and is going to be tied up. And a jump ball call. Jump ball will give it to Clay County as they'll play it on the inline. Dogs to throw in on the baseline with 2:57 to play in the fourth.
Yeah, huge possession. You mentioned a while ago, Clay County needs a bucket here, whether it's a two or a three. Three would be nice, and Doug, they get it by running their offense just like they did throughout this game and getting a good look here.
There's a lot of time. Just be patient. Get you a good shot.
Plenty of time left. 3 minutes.
Inbound to Adams. Adams will drive. Jumper inside. Good. Nate Adams. Adams having a big game. He's got 22. Riley the other way to the rim. His layup's good. He's having a big game. He's got 24 for Joe Burns. Burchett in the front court. Burchett will drive, and as he goes, a push going to be called on Joe Burns, and that will be their fifth, though that's their third or their fourth. It's going to go on Bryson Douglas picking up his third, so the next one will put Clay County on the free throw line. Burchett to play the ball in on the inline. Burchett. Couple of players there. Ball knocked away and a travel will be called on Joe Burns.
They got a little break there.
Yeah, it looked like Nate kind of fouled him there to create him, to bring him to the floor, but we'll take it.
Adams to play the ball in. Still a 9-point Joe Burns lead. 2:34 to play in the game. Adams right side three. Rims no good. Rebound to Riley. Burton Cox in the front court to Douglas. His three is good. Bryson Douglas. Douglas has his second three. He's got six. Burchett, three ball to answer. Bottom. Big bucket right there by Lance Burchett to cut it back to single digits. Burchett knocks it away, and it goes off Burchett out of bounds. Timeout going to be called here by Joe Burns. They'll take a full with 2:05 to play in the fourth. It's Joe Burns 64, Clay County 55.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their seven local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift-giving easier for any occasion. We carry surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated, and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Joe Burns High School. We're for the Region 4A Boys Quarterfinals. Clay County trails by 9. A little over 2 minutes left here. Live video being brought to you by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts.
Joe Burns with the ball after the timeout. Ball deflected away, but Cox will get to it. Burton Cox between the circles as we move under 2 minutes. Riley on the left side. Riley inside the arc. We'll back it back out. They're going to take a little air out of it here, it looks like. Douglas backs it back out to Cox. Clardy down low. Adam Cox, layup good. Joe Burns. Cox with his 8. Smith in the front court. Smith holding the basketball, stepped around the screen. Now a double screen will go to Burchett. Burchett in the corner. Adams, 3-ball bouncing, no good. Rebound off the hands of Cox. It's loose. Clardy will try to save it. Will save it to Douglas. Everything going Joe Burns' way right now. Burton Cox will drive. Left corner, Riley. His 3 is no good. Clardy with an offensive rebound. Back up and in, and he is fouled.
Yeah, another great job by Clardy right there. You know, Clay County did what they had to do. Had to have a 3-pointer. Ticking down under 2 minutes, Doug. Just couldn't get it to go. And this is these Red Devils crashing the boards.
Yeah.
And that's what's got them in this position.
And they've done it all night.
They're
a very athletic team, and it's finally at the end, it starts stretching using that athletic ability.
Keelan Clardy trying to complete the 3-point play, and he does. So Clardy with 22 now for Joe Burns as Adams will pull up for 3. That one's no good. Rebound to Adam Cox. Cox now dribbling into the front court for Joe Burns to Douglas. Back out now to Burton Cox, and a foul going to be called. And if that's Adams, that's number 4, and it is. Nate Adams picks up his 4th, and this will put Burton Cox on the free throw line to shoot 2. Cox is 2 of 3 from the free throw line, but he's made his last 2. Free throw no good. Second free throw coming up from Burton Cox. This one on the way is good to make it a 15-point advantage as Adams in the front court to Westmoreland. Westmoreland now to Burchett. Burchett will drive. In the corner they go to Birdwell. His 3 is no good. Rebound taken away by Cox.
Here comes. Showtime.
Clardy to the rim for the two-hand dunk. Keelan Clardy throwing it down for Joe Burns. He's got 24 now. Westmoreland up top. Fakes. Now we'll get the 3 away. It's bouncing good. Kyler Westmoreland, and Clay County wants a timeout. They'll take a full with 25 seconds to play. It's Joe Burns 72, Clay County 58.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Welcome back to the Region 4A quarterfinals for Clay County. Trail 72-58, 25 seconds left in this one. Hard not to be impressed by these Joe Burns Red Devils. Clardy throwing it down on that last possession, guys, and got to give them credit. They came in here. Clay County's giving them all they wanted in this one, though.
Yeah, here's Joe Burns running again. Adam Cox, his layup is good. They came in with a losing record, but I'm telling you, this is a pretty impressive basketball team. Burchett's 3 in the air is no good. Joe Burns will have it saved by Riley. Saves it to Smith. A little up and under move. Jumper's no good. Cox with the rebound with 2 seconds. Burton Cox will lay it up. That's no good. And it is a final. Joe Burns wins it to advance as they win over Clay County by a final score of 74-58. We'll have the Farm Bureau post game right after this.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau post game show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top performer by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Cedar Hill, Tennessee, for the Farm Bureau postgame show, where we just witnessed Clay County season end with a 16-point loss to Joe Burns. They fall 74-68, the Dogs do, to the Red Devils. And now it's time for the Bulldog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Guys, what a game we had here in front of us tonight. We saw Joe Burns kind of pour it on at the end. But you didn't get much better for three quarters.
No.
For either team or Clay County fans. You know, the Dogs led by one at the end of the first quarter, got up by five at halftime as the defense kind of showed out for Clay County in that second quarter, Doug, and limited the Red Devils to build that five-point halftime lead.
They did, that, and then the adjustments were made. Both teams made adjustments, and, you know, it was just that battle for three quarters, and fourth it kind of stretched on it. Two great teams playing. That's what you like to see.
Yeah, it is. And then, Craig, you talked about it. We saw Joe Burns come out. Actually, Clay County had a good start to the second half, built, increased their lead to 6 at one point, and then Joe Burns made a run, outscored Clay County 27-15 in the third to get a 7-point lead headed into the fourth, and pretty much maintain it, but it came down to that third quarter.
Yeah, they just got rolling there at one time, And defense kind of led the offense for them in that third quarter. They were able to get some turnovers, get some offensive rebounds, get a chance to run. And when they do that, they were able to kick out and make threes. They made three threes in that third quarter, and that just kind of got everything else rolling. And they just got hot. And when you put together a streak like that, it's hard on the road, especially against a crowd like this. Not a big gym, and they're kind of right on top of you, and it got loud, and they were just able to feed off that. And just a great second half, and they came away with the win.
They did. Great atmosphere, just like you said, Craig. And, you know, you got to credit the Red Devils. But Clay County, they kept battling. They got down seven. They kept it at 7 to 9 points. The majority of that fourth quarter, Doug, just couldn't get that one shot to fall or get that one crucial stop to cut it to three or four and have some momentum. And eventually Joe Burns just kind of poured it on at the end. But, you know, you're one stop, one shot away from this being a really close ball game, even at the end.
And like I said, the score don't indicate the game we just
watched. It doesn't.
I mean, everybody's sitting and watched it here and online watching it. It was a battle. And it come down to make some plays at the end. We didn't make enough plays. They made the plays. So
there was, what, four or five trips with Clay County with the ball down seven.
Yes,
score
there was.
One of those. Yep. Then anything can change. So, yeah, just one bucket could have made a huge difference in this game.
And we got the looks. You know, we had some good, clean looks. They just didn't fall at the right times, guys. And we knew that coming in. Clay County is going to have to play, honestly, their best game of the season to come out of this of Cedar Hill, Tennessee, this afternoon with a win. And, you know, they came close to it for three quarters or so. They gave Joe Burns the number one seed. You got to remember that out of District A&A, all they wanted, didn't they, Doug?
Yeah, and that's what you expect out of a Clay County team. We talked about that before. It's just that tradition to do. And they threw the punches. And that's what you want as a coach, get out there and give that effort. We had four quarters of effort. That's all you ask for as a coach, get that effort. You know, we got beat by a better team tonight. This is a little better than us tonight.
I agree.
Nothing wrong with that. If we play well, we're a better team. So they just had the better tonight.
Yeah, no doubt. And Craig, you kind of said it too, the athleticism of these Joe Burns Red Devils with Keelan Clardy and others, just, you know, Clay County a little outmatched personnel-wise.
Size. I thought size at Clardy was probably 6'4". Look at Adam Cox. He's probably 6'4". Adam Riley, even, the guy that hit all the threes, he's probably 6'2 or 6'3". So
sure.
There's some big kids out there that they're going to create matchup problems for whoever they play moving on this tournament.
And for scoring for the Red Devils, you know, they're super impressive here. We got three with the chipped in. Burton Cox had 3 points. Bryson Douglas had six, but they were two huge threes there in the second half for him. Arnett Cotton ended up with five, but three in high double figures, guys. Adam Cox on the interior with 17 tonight, and then two with 24. Keelan Clardy and Adam Riley. Guys, those two are impressive players.
Very impressive, and not taking anything away from our guys. We played as good defense as those guys were good.
Yeah.
They're just good. Yeah. That's what it is. I mean, we can't fault our effort on them. They just made plays and made tough plays.
Yeah.
I was wrong there. I called 17. It's 10. I was reading my third quarter update wrong. It's four plus the big fourth quarter there for Adam Cox. So he ended up with 10 as I glance over. I've got able to double-check mine now with yours, Craig, because I like that. But either way, three in double figures. Good job by the Red Devils, for sure.
Yeah. And like Doug was talking about, they sometimes when things weren't there for them in their offensive sets, they were just able, their athleticism able to make plays out of it. Clardy able to just keep it alive on the backboard, either score himself or get a rebound, kick it back out, and that's so difficult. Coach Edwards talked about it before the game. Offensive rebounds, can't give up two or three or four shots. In the second half, they were able to get those after working hard on the rebounds. The first half, they didn't, and I thought that was a big key.
Yeah, it was a difference in the ballgame, really. It was. For Clay County, also two in high double figures. We'll start with Kyler Westmore in big three there late. He ended up with 5 points. Western Burble battled all night in the paint, guys. Just super effort from the senior there. Ended up with 8 points. Andrew Smith had three, a huge one to start the game. Played good defense throughout. Wyatt Browning ended up with 4 points. And then you got Lance Burchett, big game for him, 16. And Nate Adams leading the way with 22. So, you know, you talk about these Clay County seniors, coming in, Doug. You know, these are just true Bulldogs. Didn't get a chance, really, to contribute throughout their young career coming up, but they've stepped up this year, and when they had the opportunity, they've taken advantage of it, and, you know, just true Bulldogs. You can list them there. We got Wyatt Browning, Weston Birdwell, Kyler Westmoreland, Andrew Smith, then, of course, Hunter Buford and Colton Anderson, and I may be leaving someone else out, but I don't think I am.
Well, and just go off the basketball court. That's three outstanding young men right there. Good representative of the community, but on the court, even that much more. Weston Birdwell, he's drew the task all year, having to guard the toughest guy on the floor. Done an excellent job. You know, Andrew Smith, you can't tell what Andrew's doing out there, but he just plays. You know, if he's scoring 50 or scoring one, you can't tell the difference. He's whatever plays for, gives you effort. Wyatt Browning, same way. Just, and Wyatt will fool you. Very athletic for a big guy. Just good, solid players and great, outstanding young men.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And then, of course, Kyler Westmoreland coming off the bench, shooting the three really well. And then two team players that are seniors, Colton Anderson and Hunter Buford, been with this team for four straight years. You know, battled the guys in practice, Doug, and then and a big part of this Clay County team.
Well, a lot of people don't realize those practice guys is what makes you what you are.
Sure.
You know, they may not show up on the stat sheet or nothing, but if they don't make you work and put in their time in the gym for you, it don't help you much. But our kids, you know, we got a lot of kids, you know, talking about Colton Anderson. Didn't play much, but he played 4 years on this team.
That's right.
You know, and but he contributed because he was there on that practice squad to make you have to work. So just, again, outstanding young men. That's what you're proud of in your community.
Again, Clay County eliminated for the second year in a row in the Region 4A quarterfinals as they followed Joe Burns by a score of 74-58. This Bulldog wrap-up's been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee, conveniently located in Hermitage Springs. Visit EcoPanelsOfTN.com to find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes in Hermitage Springs. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Guys, we'll transition right over into the TDS top performer from tonight's game. You know, I don't think you can go any other way than with the junior Nate Adams. Made some big shots tonight, the focal point of this Clay County offense. We also saw him out there trapping. We saw him guarding several different positions, Doug. And, you know, he's been the guy you have to stop on this Clay County team if you're an opposing coach all season long. Joe Burns tried their best, still ended up with a team-high 22 points tonight.
Well, this is a good, solid play by Nate, and that's what we've got all year from him. He's just been one of those players, and what you don't realize is that defense man. He'll guard three or four different positions for you on defense. Just he makes us go. I mean, he just does on every aspect of the game. So just a quality effort for him tonight and well-deserving that honor.
And, Craig, I know you hadn't seen him in person until tonight, but if you see him once, you know he's a force to be reckoned with, don't you?
He's impressive. He's got the total package of his game, and I was more impressed with his post-up game.
Sure.
He can knock down those threes, but they would take advantage of that. He would post up, and when he got the ball down low, he could score with it. And that tells me a lot. When you when you come out and shoot the three, there's not much physical contact there. But when you go post up, you're going to get bodied up. You're going to have some bumps and bruises. And he didn't mind to do that. That's what I like about players, when they'll take it in, post it up, and score the way he did.
And, Doug, you hear folks talk about versatility amongst great players. And that's something we don't talk about a whole lot. Nate Adams is a guy that can take it in the paint. He's your three-level type scorer.
And can guard the four.
That's true.
Sometimes he's even guarded a post. I mean, give him 1 through 5, he can guard it, and he's a good, strong athlete. Of course, quarterback on the football team, so you know he's strong. But the contact don't bother him. He'll go in there and take advantage of whatever he's got.
Nate Adams, your TDS top performer tonight, brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Guys, great game. Really fun game to call. I know we didn't necessarily get the result we wanted here for Bulldog Nation tonight, but really proud of this Clay County Bulldog team. Coach Evers did a great job this year to get these guys to the level they were playing at. And, you know, again, credit those seniors on this team. But it's been fun following the Clay County Bulldogs. And it always is, isn't it, Doug?
Always. You know, and like I said, they travel well with their support. They're just, like I said, it's just great to watch the basketball from the Upper Cumberland in general. But the Clay County Bunch, they're just a lot of pride there, and they play hard for you, and you just love to watch them.
And just something about postseason basketball. There's a feel in the gym this afternoon that's not there in the regular season. It was just the intensity, just the feel of the gym. You can't really describe. You just have to kind of be there. But it's just awesome when this part of the year starts, isn't it?
Yeah, and you don't realize that feeling until you get in it. I know some of these kids, when they're first time in Substate, because they're trying to explain what it's going to be, and you can't explain it. You got to feel it. And you could feel it, like I said, when you walked in the gym, you could feel it here.
Guys, I want to say to you, Doug, appreciate you joining us on the road trips all season long. Appreciate Coach Thomas Watson for being at the home games. Craig, it's awful nice to have two guys with all the knowledge that Doug Strong and Thomas Watson have night in and night out here.
That's true. They both know Salina basketball, know just the game of basketball inside and out, do a great job.
Doug, hope you've enjoyed it. We've really enjoyed having you on board here.
Like I told Daniel, it's easier to brag on our kids.
That's right.
I can talk about our kids all day long, but I appreciate you letting me have the opportunity.
Well, thank you. Craig, appreciate you coming on board with us. I know it's just for a short stint, but what an honor it's been to sit beside you and just listen to you do your thing. Again, like I say, Upper Cumberland broadcasting legend. I can't brag on you anymore. I appreciate you so much.
Well, I appreciate if you keep my head will swell up. I won't be able to get in the car and get back home. I appreciate it. I just try to have fun. If I have fun, maybe the people listening or watching will have fun. That's our job. We want people that are watching us to have fun with it. That's what we try to do. And I just try to do that every time. Hope that I have kept the chair warm for Daniel, and he can turn it loose again on Monday night. And if he wants to pound the table, I'll be listening for that.
Yeah, we talked about it. Get a little more energy back when we get the voice of the Bulldogs, Daniel Strong, back. We miss him tonight, the last two nights, Craig, but you've done a great job for us. It's been great to have you.
And I appreciate you all asking me. I appreciate it.
Well, good. We may have to do it again sometime.
I hope so.
And like Craig said, we'll be back here on the Horizon Sports Network at East Robertson, Tennessee, for the girls' Region 4A quarterfinal, East Robertson versus Clay County on the girls' side, Doug. And I think that game tips at 7:30. It's the late game. Got to make a road trip, but that should be a really good one.
Well, they're 1-1 against that team, so it's going to be a battle like you've seen tonight again. You know, they beat us at their place. We beat them at ours. Real good games both places, so look for a good one on Monday night.
No doubt. We'll sign off here again. Clay County season comes to an end with a 74-68 defeat at the hands of Joe Burns. For Eli Smith and Lauren Weaver on the camera, Doug Strong and Craig Cantrell, I'm Thomas Weaver, wishing you all a good night.